In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, in the vigil for the Transfiguration, we have these startling parables that are read at Vespers about the appearance of our Lord Jesus Christ, not in the New Testament, but in the Old. The pre-incarnate Christ, who appeared to Moses and appeared to Elias. He also appeared in other cases to Jacob, to the three holy children. There were other occurrences and theophanies of our Lord Jesus Christ in the Old Testament. These three are picked because they really have something to do with our Lord appearing in glory. Some of the appearances of our Lord were very low key, for instance, going to Abraham and Sarah and one of the threefold holy angels. It was not immediately obvious which one was the angel of the Lord, that is Jesus Christ, or when the Lord wrestled with Jacob. But obviously on Mount Sinai, the Lord was present in all of his glory. One time as a burning fire, and then the other time, Moses had asked him if he could see him. And he allowed his glory to pass by and only allowed Moses to see his back parts. Then this third appearance that is speaked about today is really very important because it is fully in line with the most important theme of Transfiguration, in my opinion. There's many important things about Transfiguration. It showed that our Lord Jesus Christ is fully God and shines with the uncreated light of God, and only God can do that. It shows that he is fully in line and in agreement with the law and the prophets, since Moses agreed and were speaking with him. It was a preparation for his crucifixion so that his disciples would not lose heart. There are many other things that are important about the Transfiguration, and certainly that it showed that he is fully God is quite important. But you know, our Lord Jesus Christ being fully God does not mean that fully everyone in the world will be saved. So what is important, really important for the individual, is do we accept this? And how do we go about accepting his divinity? And the reading about St. Elias gives an indication. This is also an appearance of the Lord. The Lord passed by, but it was after the flood, the earthquake, and the fire. It wasn't in any of those great events. He was in the still, small voice. Now, in the Transfiguration in the New Testament, there was no escaping his brightness. The apostles came up with him, and his brightness was such that it was like they were standing by the sun, and they could not bear it. But this still small voice that Elias heard, he would not have heard if he had not been listening, if he had not been quiet. The Lord is great, and the Lord is bright, but the Lord will fill a man only who is quiet. Not quiet from speaking words, but quiet in his soul. Quiet in regards to his passions. This is critical. Because we see from the way the disciples reacted and from the way the Lord protected Moses that the full glory of the Lord is impossible to bear for sinful men. But the Lord will reveal himself in all of his glory to us. The disciples weren't ready. Moses wasn't ready. We're not ready. We must become ready. This reading of Elias going into the cave and hearing the still small voice gives us some indication of what we must do. It's only a part of it. You can't take any piece of the scripture and say, this is enough to know. The scripture was written for a purpose, and we should know all of it. But this especially teaches us we must be quiet. Quiet in regards to our passions, to the things we desire. We shouldn't be grasping at things that are temporary. We should be thinking of things that are eternal. We should forgive our brother, because if we do not forgive, there's noise in our hearts. We should not be jealous, because that is more noise. Or be lustful, or be greedy, or any of these other sins. All of the passions generate noise in the heart. This is the path that we must walk in order to be able to bear the Lord in His fullness. He didn't show Himself fully to Moses. Really, He didn't show Himself fully to the disciples. He still sheltered them to some degree, because they fell asleep. They fell asleep because they could not bear to be in His presence as He was. And then the cloud overshadowed Him. He didn't show Himself fully to Elias. But He will show Himself fully to all of us. Let us prepare for that by having a quiet soul, by listening to the still small voice. And then we will hear Him. And we will see Him as He is. The blessing of the Lord be upon you through His grace and love for mankind, always, now, and ever, and under the ages of ages. Amen.